Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos, Daf Chaf Hei, Menachos 25. And our Mishnah that begins the top of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph discusses the law of a Mincha offering that became disqualified because of something that happened with it. And the Gemara introduces the idea that the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears is able to allow that offering to be brought. Kohen Gadol, we know, wore 8 garments, and one of those garments was a golden forehead plate, which says Kodesh LaHashem, holiness to Hashem, on the forehead plate. So our Mishnah tells us Nitma Kometz, that if the Kometz somehow became Tameh, now we know that there are two essential parts to the Karban Mincha, that they are the most essential aspects, and if they are not done, the sacrifice, the offering is completely invalid, and that is the Kemitza, where the Kohen takes the kemitza, takes a handful of flour, and the offering of that flour on the altar, the haktara. So if the kometz became tameh and it became ritually impure, whether through contact with the dead or any way in which it becomes ritually impure, and then the Kohen still goes vihikrivo. He ideally wasn't supposed to offer it, but it became tameh, and so he went ahead and offered it anyway. Then we say, says our Mishnah, tzitz, the forehead plate which he was wearing, miratze, serves as an atonement. There is a discussion in Yom Adav Zayin Amabei 7b, whether or not the tzitz serves to atone, whether or not it's being worn on the forehead plate, meaning to say, of the Kohen, whether or not he's actually wearing it at that time. But in this case, we're talking about this fact that the Mishnah doesn't discuss those details, but the concept is that the tzitz serves as an atonement. Even if the item had become tameh, it's still able to be offered on the altar. And so the Mishnah distinguishes between that type of disqualification, where the item became tamei, versus other types of disqualification. Says our Mishnah, Yatza, that if the kometz went outside of the walls of the courtyard of the temple, and therefore became disqualified because of the prohibition known as Yitzia, that it has gone out of the courtyard, vehikrivo, and then it was brought, eina tzitz meratze. Then we say, under those circumstances, the tzitz does not serve as an atonement, and the mincha is disqualified, and the person has not achieve their point of trying to bring a mincha offering, and the remnants cannot be eaten. And the reason is, under those circumstances, because hatzitz miratza ala tameh, that tzitz serves as an atonement only for something that's disqualified, ve'enu miratza ala yotze, but it does not serve as an atonement for kometz that went outside the walls of the courtyard. So where does this come from, the fact that the tzitz serves as an atonement for something that became tameh? So the Gemara says that there's a brisa, and the brisa says that there's a verse that says, with respect to the tzitz, in Exodus 28, verse 38, v'ayah aron, it shall be on the forehead of Aaron, v'nasa aron es avona kodashim, Aaron shall carry the sin of the Kodashim, that meaning to say that Aaron bears the sin of something that happens, a disqualification that happens with respect to the sacred food. And so the Gemara wants to say which disqualification is Aaron bearing this sin and thereby serving to atone for it, and so therefore it's not disqualified. So the Gemara says, V'chi eza avon, who knows, say, which sin is Aaron bearing, if you're going to say it's the sin of pigel, which we've been discussing, which is the sin of improper thought about the time where you are going to eat the offering. We've already stated that they does not serve as an atonement for that, and that is disqualified because it states in the verse about with respect to pigel, lo yechashev, that is not going to be valid. So therefore, we know that if there was an offering that was pigel, the tzitz is not meratzeh for that. It does not serve as an atonement for that. And if you want to say maybe it's going to serve as an atonement for avon nosar, for the sin of eating something beyond where it was allowed to be, and we say that too cannot be an atonement by the tzitz, because it states about that, lo yeratzeh. So therefore, by process of elimination, our Gemara concludes, ha'enu no se ela avon toma. So therefore, it serves as an atonement for the problem of something being tame, of being ritual impure. And how do we know it serves as an atonement from that, aside from the process of elimination, but also because the atonement is, we know, is hutra mikol b'tzibur, that we know that if the majority of the people became tame with respect to a communal offering, that the prohibition of tuma doesn't apply anymore. And so therefore, since we have this concept of tuma, that they're under certain circumstances, it's allowed in a communal setting, it's hutra mikola. Therefore, under these circumstances, we're going to say that tzitz is meratzeh. The concept of the tzitz serving as an atonement, here we're saying it serves as an atonement for ritual impurity. But the other Gemara, for example, the Gemara in Erechin, Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, says that the tzitz serves as an atonement for azus meitzach, for the sin of arrogance. And indeed, there's other sources which say that the tzitz serves as an atonement not only for the sin of arrogance, but also for the sin of adultery. That if a person has been engaged in licentious acts, the tzitz will come to serve as an atonement. And so the idea is, what is the connection between all of these cases? That there is a lack of kedusha, a lack of holiness with respect to arrogance, is a lack of kedusha with respect to licentiousness, and with a lack of kedusha with respect to ritual impurity. So the tzitz comes to serve as an atonement. And we say also that this idea that the tzitz is related to the tzitzis that we wear, the fringes, that they're related in name. And we know that a person, if they're feeling that they're in a state of ritual impurity, if they're feeling that they're in a place of tumah, of impurity, a person should hold on to their tzitzis to gain strength and to have the spiritual strength to overcome the temptations of the tumah that surround them. All this is encapsulated by this concept of the tzitz.